starting from the beginning, I guess it was nice weather, made a big difference. Not a lot of wind, no rain on, or no standing water on the course, so you could attack it as you plan to attack it. It's a sort of long, straight sort of drag to start with for the first 20k, and then it starts getting up and down and some technical aspects to it. And actually, the first 30k really flew by. There was always a marker in my ear telling me all the directions, the points of the course, and that was very helpful. And I felt like I was putting in a good ride. He was telling me the time checks as I went along, and it was in the last third where obviously everything starts to really start to hurt. And you know, I started easing up in bits where I knew I shouldn't be. But yeah, I think I'm overall pretty happy with the ride.
Obviously, as we know, it was a late call. Tell the people listening to this, is that you at a disadvantage because you haven't had weeks and months to recce this and build up to it?
It's not my ideal preparation. I wouldn't call it a disadvantage, but certainly there'll be guys flying across from other countries that have never seen the route before or not seen the route either. So I had 2 days to really intensively look at it. Certainly if I was preparing for World Championships and had 6 weeks notice, it would make a different story. But I'd still always jump at the opportunity to ride. I mean, if the spot hadn't been filled and Garrett had pulled out and there was no rider in the race, you'd be disappointed. So yeah, I'm glad to get the opportunity. And even though I still feel I'd like to think I could do better, it's always, you know, you can say that in your head, but you never really know until it happens on the day.
And how aware of you are that noise and those crowds at the start in Northallerton, then when you come into the final bit here in Harrogate?
Yeah, massively. And it wasn't even just there. As I went through the towns, there was people at all the checkpoints, you know, recognised my name and shouting and cheering. And yeah, it's just a unique feeling, that, because certainly when you go race abroad or even racing on the track, it was just, you don't roll at 25k an hour up a hill with seeing people shouting for you all over the place. So it's yeah, it's great. You always come in to these kind of championships with expectations, and to come away with a medal and sit in the hot seat for a fair bit and, you know, put my name with these guys, yeah, I think I've done fairly well and I'm pretty pleased with how it's gone. Obviously, it looks like I'm going to be beaten by a fair bit by quite a few riders, which is disappointing to look at, but I'm not looking back regretting the ride or certain aspects that I would drastically improve. It was just, that's the way it is, and, you know, I did my best on the day.